Fall in New Hampshire means fairs, foliage, and getting out to one of the state's 300-odd apple orchards to pick your own. Elaine Starkey is out at Butternut Farm in Farmington with her sons and grandkids to do just that.
And they usually have donuts, but we got here a little late.
Pick your own apples now means not just picking the fruit, but also hayrides, corn mazes, petting animals, and enjoying other seasonal products like cider, pies, and yes, donuts. Gif Burnap, the owner of Butternut Farm and the president of the New Hampshire Fruit Growers Association, says it's about getting people to the farm.
Here in New England, we've got a lot of people, potential customers, right in our backyards. And if the farmer can get the retail dollar for the fruit right at the farm gate, so to speak, you know, those farmers are going to be doing the best.
On a busy day, Burnap says about 900 cars stop at this farm, which has almost 7 acres of apple trees. There are still some wholesale fruit growers in the state, but not many. The money is now in selling directly from the farm. The fruit at Butternut, including peaches, strawberries, and pumpkins, aside from apples, is entirely pick-your-own. Burnap says that's unusual. But Gail McWilliam-Jelly, New Hampshire's Director of Agricultural Development, says it's where New Hampshire's apple industry is headed.
The remaining farms have shifted their emphasis to direct-to-consumer sales. So that pick-your-own component, drawing people to the farm, even if they're just buying a bushel of apples, not picking it themselves, is all still an important part of the apple industry today.
While there aren't any official numbers for apples specifically, the USDA has reported about a third of New Hampshire farms did pick your own last year, and 3/4 of all the state's farms sold directly to consumers. In fact, McWilliam-Jelly says, New Hampshire was number one in the country for direct farm-to-consumer sales per capita back when the last national survey was taken in 2007. Direct-to-consumer has been an important model for the state's apple growers, who saw bad season after bad season for the last few years. McWilliam-Jelly explains pick-your-own as part of a larger set of experiential, get-out-to-the-farm activities called agritourism.
That's helped especially when, you know, there just weren't many apples to pick. So there were other things that people could do when they went to the farm.
Luckily, that's not the case this year. Back at Butternut Farm, Gif Burnap says this apple season is an exceptionally good one.
Every farmer in the state that I've talked to has a really good crop this year. The crop is clean and big this year. We haven't had any hail, significant hail events or hurricanes. We've got some good color on the fruit from the cool nights we're having. You know, these cool nights really make those apples redden up a lot.
The weather's been perfect for the apples, and Burnap says, perfect for people who come to pick their own. The Starkeys got to Butternut Farm when the donuts were already sold out, but Elaine Starkey has been bringing her sons here since they were kids, all the way from Maine.
They have good apples, and we've never been disappointed, so we always come back.
She says these fresh, crisp apples are nothing like the ones at the store. But for this three-generation family, it's really more about being out on a farm.
It's just a nice family day. If you could do things like this with your family, you know, instead of having home watching TV and playing games, you know, it's worth it.
And, especially with a great crop of apples to sell direct, it's worth it for the farmer, too. For NHPR, I'm Michael Samuels.